said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
Option Avyakta Murli. Baba talked about natural sanskars, natural nature of Brahmins, and he mentioned forgetfulness and weakness of 63 births have become the natural sanskars of Brahmin life. And if anything is natural, it operates automatically. In this university, we have got 4 subjects, and the teacher has come to teach these 4 subjects. But the beauty of this university is that all the 4 subjects are interconnected, interrelated, that when you master one, you become the master of the other 3. When you master knowledge, automatically you master yoga. And when you are master of knowledge and yoga, you start becoming the embodiment. The things start coming in practical life, and that is dharana. So who are you, number one or number wise, or in first division, knowledge, who is creator and who is creation? If you know this, if you know who is God, our whole life is to explore what is God, who is God, and what is my relation with him. All other things other than this is obstacle in this path, all other thoughts and thinkings. So automatically you become embodiment of dharana. And when you have these 3 things together, you cannot stay without serving. You become bestower automatically. So all the 4 subjects are interrelated, interconnected. This should become your natural sanskar. Easy nature, natural nature, nature, natural. That's Baba's favorite term. Natural nature, nature, natural. It should become lifestyle. It is not the yoga for 2 hours or 4 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours. It is perennial yoga. It is eternal yoga. You are yogi at all the times. Whether you are in yoga's room, meditation room, you are in Murli class, you are in your office, in your hectic day's work, you remain a yogi. That is the definition of the yogi. It is not, we are not intermittent yogis. We are eternal yogis. And this pranic lifestyle is somewhere at the center. When you enter this pranic lifestyle, automatically you will find that all subjects are becoming easy. Your mind becomes sharp. So inculcation of knowledge becomes easy. Your yoga becomes intense because your detachment from body can happen at any time. You don't have to struggle a lot. It is the food that we eat that make us struggle so much. Your dharanas come to you hands down. And when these three things are there, you can't stay without service. Service is the result, not an effort. Service is the result of your jnana and yoga and dharana. When you perfect these three, the fourth becomes perfect automatically. And when you give up these three and focus only on service, the service becomes the source of conflict and clash. So if you focus on seva alone, it can become the source of trouble and unhappiness. The focus should be on these three things. So today is the 36th day and the last day of this pranathon or this bhatti or this retreat. In last 35 days, we have seen various topics, tried to explore, though the topic is vast. This was just a glimpse of this new lifestyle where you play, you try to understand what is energy, what is our relationship with energy. We are energy beings. It was the journey of lightening of diet, not just diet. It was not just detox. It was not just getting rid of diseases. It is not just an anti-aging process. It is not just about fasting, but something more. Those who are already into this journey, they can make their efforts intense. And those who are new to this journey, they can begin everything anew, everything again. So many things we have seen. I'll just revise what we have seen till now. So last 36 days, the first chapter was on energy cultivation. We saw different methods of energy cultivation, absorbing heavenly chi, then eat the sun, then water, then pranic activities. What are the different pranic activities we should take up? Then is the glass half empty or half full? Then the power of love, then vitamin N, then Praneshwar, the ultimate source of prana, the magic of pranic living, why pranic living, meditation, which is the foundation of pranic living, super food for super energy. Then we did 3 days raw challenge. Then detox symptoms, thus juice fasting. Then dry days, prana days, dry fasting. The journey to pranic living, the power of words, like attracts like. Visualize and materialize, freedom from hunger and hunger for freedom. Meditate to take in prana. First love yourself bit by bit. Pranic reprogramming. 12 ways to become pranic. Then the bliss of breathing. Then liquids in, solid out. Pranic workout. All pranic riders, attention please. Treat your body like a temple. And yesterday we saw divine communion mastery. How to communicate with self, with God, with prana, with nature, with your original forms, with your perfected forms. And today we will see 36 principles of this new lifestyle. When you master what you eat, you master everything. When you understand your relationship with food, you start understanding your own relationship with your own self. The feelings which you are expressing now are not your feelings. They are the feelings which have been created in you by the food you eat. When you stop that cooked business and you come to nature's lap, the feelings which you are generated within you, they are your own natural feelings. So the first principle, let's take one by one, all the 36. Brahmacharyanism is the philosophy that teaches that when man reaches his perfect state of health and natural state of being, he will be in perfect harmony with his creator and requires no food. As I said, eating is just a habit. So when you reach the perfect stage, you don't need food nor water nor sleep. You get rid of all these three things. But as I said, it is a journey, a very slow journey of lessening your diet, of lessening your food, and becoming master of your senses. And this lifestyle has got three things, as I said again and again. If you are not having these three things, you are not pranic. First, energy levels would be very high. You never have the feeling of tiredness. In the dead of the night, somebody tells you and start running, you will start running. That high level of energy. So there is no question of any tiredness, any pain, any disease in the body. One. Second would be your weight will remain stable even though you are not eating, but your weight remains stable. In fasting, person doesn't eat, but gradually after some time his muscles shrink. He suffers from dehydration, from starvation. In pranic, person is not eating, but he is feeding himself from another source, which is prana, which is the invisible light. So the nutrition is happening in prana, in pranic life. In fasting, it doesn't happen. That is the difference between fasting. In both, person is not eating. And yet, here, he doesn't suffer from any nutritional deficiencies. And person becomes healthy. And the third, your sleep reduces by half. You sleep for a few hours and you are charged. These are the three things about pranic living. So the first principle is that when you reach your natural state, at present, body is filled with so many toxins and poisons. Your blood is so impure because of the food which you are taking three times a day. When the blood becomes pure, craving goes away. You don't need anything. You can go on and on and on. Rather, when you eat, you suffer. Second, people will starve to death without an intelligent plan to regain strength. The habits we have acquired throughout our own lives are those which we must learn to overcome so that we can return to our original state. That is the state of Brahmacharyism. Eating is just a habit. And because of this habit, we have become diseased, old, and we die. We suffer from fatigue. We suffer from dehydration. Our original nature is this. The taste of food from Copper Age and the fall of man. The taste of body consciousness from Copper Age and the fall of man. In the Golden Age, our bodies were so perfect, so pure. The requirement was very less. And we ate only for enjoyment, not for need. So, if you see the entire cycle, Satyug, and this Silver Age, Copper Age, and Iron Age. Golden Age is fruitarian. Copper Age is liquidarian. Silver Age, liquidarian. Copper Age, vegetarian. And Iron Age, non-vegetarian. And Confluence Age, Brahmacharyism. Third, we are basically living within the Brahmacharyan philosophy. When we are living, we are not ignoring others around us and treating ours as others, ourselves. When you enter this lifestyle, you are connecting with universal energy because you work only at the level of energy. You go to a new place, you don't see the outside things, but you feel the energy of that place. When you meet a new person, you know this person, what energy level is existing. You don't see their faces, you see their colons. What is it filled with? Are they clean or unclean? You meet others not as body anymore. You work at the level of energy. We are energy beings. So your senses become so sharp. What you see, what you hear, what you touch, that you can see. Walk in the mountains after a heavy meal and go on the mountains in fasting stage. You will see the difference. Move the hand like this. When you eat and when you don't eat, there is a difference. You feel the energy everywhere. You hear the chirping of the birds in at Amrit Vela. And you hear the same bird sound in the evening. There is a difference. So when you eat and your stomach are loaded, intestines are loaded, your sensitivity of the senses reduce. Your senses become less sharp. So you start feeling the pain, the sympathy, the empathy. You can feel everything. You don't want to harm anybody, anyone. In today's Murli Baba said, in service, that is the service. Somebody has fallen down. It is not just the service you give Gyan, but to make somebody's stage come up. That is also a service. Fourth, Breatharianism is not anti-food. It is about education about what food is and what is not food. What you think at present is food, it is not food. It is but toxins, poisons, chemicals. And your kitchen is nothing but a chemical plant where you cook chemicals and then eat and feel happy that it is so tasty. Next, Breatharianism has been a way of life since the creation of the universe. Not until man took his first taste of food did he begin to deviate from perfection. And can tuned to do and continued to do so to the state where he is now. So we are rather descendant degradation of our original state. When we came on this planet Earth, we were perfect. Gradually we deteriorated by eating and by body consciousness. We kept eating and eating and eating and we deteriorated. And now here we stand. The journey is to go back to our original. But you cannot go back so easily. You have to go very slowly. From non-veg to vegetarian. From vegetarian to vegan. From vegan to raw vegan. From raw vegan to fruitarian. From fruitarian to liquidarian. And then from liquids you can jump to breatharian. But this should be a very slow process. If you do it suddenly, it will be a shock to the body. People say that. Then why we have elementary tract and why we have teeth and why the tongue and so many things. You have to explore this. There are a lot of literature available. As I said yesterday also, science is yet to come to it fully. Next, Breatharianism is not something we become but rather something we rediscover. We are already that. We have to rediscover it. We have to come to the same original stage of purity. Because whatever you put into your body, that defiles you. Let it become as less as possible. To eat 3 solid meals, 3 cooked meals in a day is the greatest torture to the body. Lighten the diet and see your level of soul consciousness. 7th, Breatharianism is a discipline very similar to any other habit we have created in our lives. To become pranic is just about habit. If eating 5 times a day is a habit, eating once in a day can also become a habit. If once in a day can become habit, eating once in 2 days can also become a habit. There are people who do alternate fasting. One day they eat, another fast. One day they eat, another day fast. Eating, fasting, eating, fasting. There are people who are only on liquids for years together. They are enjoying playing with liquids. Sometimes soup, sometimes smoothies, sometimes water, sometimes plain water, sometimes juices. They just play with these 4 things. And they remain absolutely healthy and more powerful. And those who are cooked ones, they feel jealous. Because the other person is doing everything without feeling tired. While you say that I will feel weak if I don't eat this. I have to eat this, I have to eat that. It's the mental conditioning and mental programming alone. That's it. Nothing else. We have created patterns in our mind. We can change them. So it is all about belief systems. If you feel you have to eat 4 times a day, even if 1 time you are not given, you suffer. Because that is a belief system. So food, quality and time. This much food I want, this much quality, quantity I want, and at this time I want. If anything is changed, I suffer. Now you change the mental conditioning. I don't need this. Gradually get rid of this night food. That's very heavy. If you want to do a very powerful Amrit Vela, See that you finish your dinner by 6 o'clock, and then gradually 4 o'clock, and then gradually 3 o'clock, and then 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, last food, the last supper. Nothing. Give the body that much time. And then see. The best thing is to finish it by 2. But this will need a lot of conditioning, because you are conditioned. This is lunch. Now dinner is remaining. I have to eat something, otherwise I'll suffer. I'll feel dizziness. I'll giddiness, dizziness, suffering. I will fall. I have to work. So many reasons. So you have to adjust and understand your relationship. So everybody's journey is unique and different. No two person can have same journey. 8th, the lighter the body, the more energy it has got. Those who are heavyweight and obese, are they more energetic? Who are the energetic persons? Thin bit. Who are the who win the Olympics and this marathon? People from Kenya, they are so tall and thin. They win. Why? Because they have muscles, not fat. We don't want fat, we want muscles. And for muscles, you have to work. You need workout. And in this lifestyle, if you want not to become thin, you must do workout. Muscle workouts is must. At least 1 hour gym. Weight training, resistance training. Otherwise, you will still remain healthy, but look-wise, you will be thin. And when you become thin, the world drives you mad. They force you to eat. And they tell you that we are your near and dear ones. We can't see you like this. Even though you are more healthier than them. Next, thoughts that are perfect will produce perfection. Thoughts that are imperfect will produce imperfection. When you food and thoughts are same, what you eat become your thought. You eat irritating food. Hot. The desire to eat hot and desire to eat cold. Eat all food at normal temperature. At room temperature. That is natural life. But we are addicted to hot. And cold also. Ice creams we want cold. And soups we want extremely hot. And teas we want extremely hot that burns the tongue. You are not happy unless and until your tongue is burnt. So there is an addiction to hot and there is an addiction to cold. Eat at normal temperature. Drink at normal temperature. That is breatharianism. That is pranic lifestyle. Next, we must begin to pay attention to ourselves and not so much to the world going on around us, and not to fear life instead to create life. Don't fear. The only obstruction to this path is fear. I will die. I'll fall down. What will happen to me? Where I will get nutrients? Remove the fear. In order to change our attitude in life, we must begin to learn by faith in the beginning. Have faith. Have faith. Clarity of mind enables all individuals to seek the truths that are inherent in all beings. With this lifestyle, suddenly your mind becomes clear. All the haziness goes away. You can think. There is a son and his mother. Son has fallen in love with one girl. But the girl is not good. But he is so infatuated with her that he can't see anything other than his love. But the mother is intelligent. She is out of this infatuation. She sees that this is not a perfect match for him, because she is out of that circle. So when your mind becomes clear, you see that you are trapped somewhere in somebody. That clarity comes only with your clear, lighter diet. With that heavy food, your mind becomes dull, hazy, cloudy, crowded, cluttered, disturbed, unstable. Next, we must begin to stop eating poisons in order to stop the aging process. And to begin to take control of our bodies. If you want to love your body, you have to take control of what you eat. Breatharianism is combating the intake of all poisons, including drugs, alcohol, smoking, which is damaging our younger generation irreparably. We are discovering the ultimate survival techniques as our planet is continually racing towards self-destruction. What you are eating is nothing but self-destruction. Now come back. The need to sleep, why we have to sleep, is one of the warning signals that body is shutting down with the overload of toxins. Learn to set spiritual goals just as you set material goals. Indiscriminate food combining can result in explosion of the body. Continuous overeating is a sure way to early grave. You dig your grave with your teeth. What you are doing? You are digging your grave with your teeth. One cannot be healthy without first planting the seed of desire. Cooked attracts cooked. If you take your breakfast cooked, in the afternoon you want cooked. In the afternoon when your lunch it is cooked, you want in the evening cooked. Cooked attracts cooked. But if you shift your breakfast to juices, in the afternoon you have less desire to eat that. So processed. In such a high temperature, where all the nutrients are killed already, sattva, tattva, everything is gone. Nothing is there except taste, except condiments, except salt. Let go all old superstitions and fear and let your health be satisfied instead of relying on medicines for the false sense of health security. To be able to send love to all people and to be able to accept it from all people regardless of their lifestyle is to increase the longevity of your own life. Have the desire that I want to have a longer life. Don't die earlier. We must begin to live in the now. Learn more about foods in your poisons, coffee, addiction, alcohol, water, cigarettes, chemicals, food colors, flavoring agents, additives. Understand them. Breatharianism emphasizes the need for all of us to seek the indwelling quiet power within us, the quiet still voice that will guide us to perfect harmony, health and balance. Breatharians don't need food. However, they will probably choose to continue tasting food for pleasure. You are eating, but every time you eat, think that I am eating just for pleasure. I don't need this, but I am eating for pleasure, for enjoyment. That's it. Otherwise, I don't need any one of these. Create that thought here. Breatharianism has escaped the complete hunger compensation cycle and is free from food dependency. Most people have less than 10% prana in your body. You are carrying less than 10% prana. When you can increase 100% prana, you don't feel hungry at all. But for that, you have to do all the pranic activities. You have to be in touch with nature. Sun gazing every day, barefoot walk every day, sun bath every day, activities every day, spend time in nature. Then only it will happen. Otherwise, it is not possible. You are carrying so much food in your system. Food out, prana in. Unless and until the food goes out, the body becomes clean. Clean it every day with colonics, with hydrotherapy, with enemas. In the initial stages, 1, 2, 3 times a day, 4 times a day, clean the body from all the toxins. And the once the body becomes pure vessel, then you become very careful what you put inside it. Currently, there are about 50,000 people who must have undergone this pranic process. But the challenges of this lifestyle, many people cannot persist with this choice. They come back to eating. Most choose to eat or drink in small quantities, but not regularly. That is just for the taste or social commitments. Pranic living process itself changes and balances the four physical body, mental body, emotional body, spiritual body. Why this is not so famous in the world? Because those who become pranic or breatharians, they don't want to come in front of world. They go incognito. They don't want to come in front of the world. They do not seek audience. They want to be alone and enjoy life. They are introvert people. They don't want to make show off. We don't eat. But they enjoy so many benefits. They don't want even to come. Because the moment you come, people is standing there with science in their hand. Show us how, when, why, where, with the questions, show us under microscope. How can you show this? This is such invisible thing. Science is yet to come to this. Science will say, where is proteins? If we eat grass, where I will get proteins from? So protein versus prana. Insufficient scientific research. So a lot of research is coming out, but not yet. People will laugh it at. They will say, this is a wrong philosophy. Stop this. It's a dangerous, nonsensical. Then physical benefits are so many. All diseases cease. You don't suffer. First thing. Your dependency on the world food reduces, your sleep decreases, water intake, aging process, then emotional benefits, your passions come under control, unconditional love, mental benefits, your mental clarity increases, creativity increases, consciousness increases, intuition increases, spiritual benefit, enlightenment, intuitiveness, respect for life, recognizing the divine plan, and many things like that. So these were all the different 36 points. We will post this in group. You can go through them. So this was just the starting. These 36 days were just the glimpse of this lifestyle. Unless and until you do this, it is just a theory. Baba said in today's Murli, you have to do it. That makes you number one or number wise. If it is only in your knowledge and it is not coming in practice, what is the use? It should become your life. It is a lifestyle. It is not 5 days. My weight is 100 kg. I want to reduce. So you go for fasting and all those detoxics. Weight has become 60. You are so happy. Now forget all this and you again start consuming everything. I remember one lady was admitted in the hospital. Her weight was 130 kg. She was kept in the hospital for 1 month. And she was given limited food. And her weight came down to 90. And she was discharged. She was so happy. She came back after 6 months with 130 kg weight again. Because it was, the goal was weight loss. Back to Pavali. Our goal is not weight gain or weight loss. Our goal is higher consciousness. Our goal is soul consciousness. So when you keep your goal very high, this should become lifestyle. It is not 1 day fast, 2 day fast, 3 day fast. Yes, but that is a starting point. You must learn to stay hungry and enjoy hunger. Hunger is so tasty. Hunger is the best sauce, best food in the world. There is so much sweetness in stomach's emptiness. You enjoy that. So that is life. So Bazarian is all about love. It's all about enjoyment. You enjoy, it is not fasting, it is feasting. You are enjoying, you are doing experiments, you are seeing the effect. Go fasting 1 day, dry fast. No food, no water. Next day, go for juice fast. Next day, coconut water fast. Next day, raw food. Try raw for 3 days. Some day, liquids. Some day, then suddenly take cooked and suffer. And then see what happens. Once in a way, you should go unhealthy, on an unhealthy diet. That will keep you on the path. Do everything and keep on playing with liquids, different liquids, and see what happens. Intermittent fasting, 12-hour fasting, 16-hour fasting, 18-hour fasting, 19-hour fasting, 20-hour fasting, 23-hour fasting, OMAD, one meal a day. Eat once a day and next 23 hour, goodbye to food. And then see. So this is Bradarian lifestyle. So begin this journey. Today we will end this series here. But the journey will continue. The pranathon will continue. So being in touch with nature is the foundation. Meditation is the foundation. Tai Chi, Qigong is the foundation. Being in breath work is the foundation. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata chapita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva Tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva Tvameva sarvam mama deva deva Hills and valleys and mountains Make me feel one with nature Deep in the woods I feel I'm Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in